Listen now for the founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. Today's message was selected from among the earliest recordings preserved from his lifetime and ministry.
Now we're talking to you from the Gospel of John. Do you remember this verse? This is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" Now notice the record. "And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. I am not Christ." You know, it's a strange thing that you have to do it, but John was attracting such attention, and such marvelous things were happening. He's a wonderful man, and God was pouring out his Spirit upon him, and Jesus said, "Greater no man ever born a woman was greater than John the Baptist." And they said, "This maybe is a, maybe this is the Messiah. Maybe this is the one we've been looking for." They were looking for a Messiah. "And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ." Now, you know, before the coming of the Messiah, according to the Old Testament prophecies, there's to be a prophet announcing his coming, a forerunner, see. And some people say that Elijah's going to be raised and come back. Elijah already translated, I mean, he's going to be brought back. And he's going to be a forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ when he gets ready to set up his kingdom. And he's coming back to set that kingdom up. He's going to sit on the throne of David in Jerusalem. Now, you can read over there the announcement of his coming. And the woman shall be the child, bring forth a son, and he shall be the son of the highest, and so forth. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He's never had that throne. That's promised to him. Jesus Christ is a king. He's going to sit down on the throne of David. It's going to be rebuilt in Jerusalem. And he, when he comes back to reign on this earth, will be a king reigning over the earth. So this Old Testament prophecy speaks about a forerunner. Now, John the Baptist came along, said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, the king was here. Jesus is a king. And when the king there, the government is there, see. That's the headquarters. He's the head of the government. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Now, that's where they got all mixed up, you know. They didn't quite understand the Lamb of God and the king. A lamb. A lion of the tribe of Judah and a lamb. Yes, he's both. He was the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He came that time to die on the cross. He's coming back next time to be king. And they asked him, "What then, art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou that prophet?" And he said, "I am not." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them?" And said, "What sayest thou of thyself?" You know, when I read that a few minutes ago, it got a strange grip on my heart. What sayest thou of thyself? You know, some people overestimate themselves. They put too much value on themselves. They think they're more important than they are. And some people may underestimate themselves. Maybe they are more than they think they are. You know, humility sometimes doesn't mean what people think it means. You know, you don't have to be a footmat to be humble. You don't have to have people come wipe their feet on you. There's nothing wrong in putting the right value on yourself. You know, they tell a story, I think I told you before, about that warrior that was leading an army to battle. And they brought an accusation against him that was false. And he had in his hands the papers that would clear him. He took those papers and tore them into shreds and led the army on to battle and to victory. Now, there's nothing like being conscious of your own integrity. You can stand most anything in the world you want to stand or not to stand. If in your heart you know you're right, if you suffer when you're guilty, it's much worse because you have the shame of being guilty. And when you're innocent and you know you're all right, it's not so bad. You know, you've been reading a paper about a certain man who's in prison, charged with the murder of his wife, and his mother's committed suicide and his father's died. And he says he's innocent, but he was convicted. I know nothing about it. I know nothing about it. But you know, I wonder how that man must feel if he's really guilty. Now, if he's innocent, it's different. But if he's really guilty, how he must feel? Wife dead, mother suicide, father dead, taken from the prison to the funeral of his loved ones. How must he feel if he's guilty? And I say to myself, well, if a fellow's innocent, he's sad, but he sits there and says, I'm not guilty. There's nothing like being conscious of your own integrity. If you're honest, if you're sincere, if you're doing what you think God wants you to do, the best you know how, just the best you know how, it's a wonderful feeling, isn't it? I've thought about that so much. I've asked myself over and over again. And I've tried to be honest myself. I say, Bob Jones, you build a university. You found it. You start out on a job that you believe God called you to do. Have you been selfish or unselfish? How about it? Have you done it for the glory of God? How about it? And, you know, in my heart, I say, well, yes, I have. I know my heart. I've never compromised. I've never trimmed. That gives you courage to keep going. Now, he said, what sayest thou of thyself? And John said, I'm a voice of one crying in the wilderness. I'm just a voice. I'm just a voice going out in the wilderness telling people what to do. Make straight the way of the Lord, said the prophet Isaiah. Now that's my business. I'm a voice. Running before, saying, make straight here. Make way for the king. Make way for the Lamb of God. Clear up the traffic. Open the road. I'm a forerunner with a voice crying out. You listen just a minute. Do you know you can be something for God? You can be something for God. Right there where you are now, you can be exactly what God wants you to be. I've said it many a time, but we may not, some of us, be what we could have been. We might have been much more. But from now on, that's the glory of this thing. You can be what you ought to be, what God wants you to be. Anything that God wants you to be, from this minute on till the end of your journey, you can be. Now, isn't that wonderful? You heard about the potter you read about in the Bible. It's a wonderful picture. A potter starts in to make a vessel. And it breaks. The vessel breaks, you know. And, well, he said, I can't make what I started to make. And then he says, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make something else. See? This would have been a much more beautiful vessel if I could have made it. But we need some vessels that are not beautiful. You know, some of the vessels. Here I am. I just take it now. And I make it over and make the best I can out of it. It'll not be the kind of vessel it would have been, but it'll be a vessel. Sometimes God might make a spittoon out of somebody. Used to have spittoons when I was a boy. Around in public places, folks have them now in some places. But you know, if folks don't chew tobacco, and they need something like that, you know. The old days had to have a place to spit, see? Spittoon. And after all, a spittoon has a place, had a very important place in a nice house. It's not a vessel of honor. It's not like a lovely vase, you know, beautiful vase, but it's there all right, see? And you spit in it. And, you know, I sometimes think it might be worth, under some circumstances, much more than a lovely vase. Now, you don't tell God you want to be a vase. Don't tell him that. Tell God you want to be what he wants you to be. See? To take your life and just make your life just what he wants it to be. Just mold you, make you. And turn everything over to him. You can do it. You can do it right now. And you say, now, Lord, maybe I've been a failure. Eyes of men. Maybe I haven't been much. And I know I haven't done all I could have done, but from now on, I turn my life over to you. Now, speak for yourself today. What sayest thou thyself? Now, you're talking to God now, not the men. These were some men sent to ask him. He told these men, boy, what he was. He said, I'm a voice crying in the wilderness, just a plain, ordinary, everyday voice. Just tell them to clear the way for the king. That's all I'm doing. I'm a forerunner of the Lamb of God who's going to take away the sin of the world, forerunner of the king. Now, John the Baptist was a chosen vessel to do a job. Now, you were chosen to. You're not a John the Baptist. You're not an Apostle Paul. You're not a Moses. But you are a child of God, aren't you? If not, you can become a child of God. If you'll trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, you'll step into that position of being a son and daughter of God. All right, when you get there now, what do? Well, now here I am, Lord, I belong to you. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say. I yield my life to you. Now, let's ask ourselves a question this morning. Let's do a little heart searching. What do you say? And let's ask ourselves, is it well with my soul? Am I right? Is my relation to God all right? If it isn't, oh, Lord God, help me to get right. And help me to be what God wants me to be What sayest thou of thyself? Now answer to God for yourself now, because you have to give an account of him when you meet him someday at the judgment seat. Our Father, bless all who have listened in this morning, and we've brought this little simple practical talk. Help us to be what God would have us be and do what God would have us do. Use us for thy glory. Help us do some heart searching. Hear us in this prayer. We pray for his sake. Amen.
You've heard a message recorded during the lifetime of the founder of Bob Jones University. Listen daily for messages by Dr. Bob Jones Sr., sponsored by Bob Jones University.